You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee has a new police chief today. An oversight board unanimously voted last night to demote Chief Alfonso Morales after he failed to adequately respond to its directives. Morales will stay on the force as a captain. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson Sr. will lead the department. This comes after years of protests in the city over police actions, including the use of deadly force against residents and most recently officers using tear gas to quell demonstrations over George Floyd's death. Here's Fire and Police Commission Chair Stephen DeVogas addressing the city yesterday.
2020 has been strange, but times are also changing, and change must come and will come to the city of Milwaukee.
How do you feel about the commission's move? What impact will this have on police and community relations? We're at 800-642-1234. Gina Barton is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Gina, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, take us to last night. What happened at the meeting?
The meeting last night was the culmination of all sorts of crazy things, but in the end, the Fire and Police Commission voted to demote Chief Morales back to captain, which is the rank that he held before he became chief. And before the vote took place, many of the commissioners had some really harsh things to say about him in terms of accusing him of lying to them, saying that he hadn't worked with them, that when he was given a four-year term late last year, he made all these promises that he hadn't kept. So it was pretty contentious.
How did Morales respond?
Morales was not at the meeting. He was attending via video and didn't say anything to us or any of our reporters. We talked to his attorney later last night, who said, you know, he's considering all his options. The attorney, Frank Gimbel, had told us earlier in the day that there's a possibility that Morales might sue because he thinks that the process to remove him was flawed and possibly illegal. But also, Morales has given his support to the new chief, Brunson, who actually had served as an assistant chief under Morales. So now suddenly the boss is the underling and vice versa.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett expressed his anger about the board's action, saying Morales should have been given a chance to respond to directives issued by the oversight board. Can you lay out what these directives were asking?
Yes. I had a really interesting conversation with Mayor Barrett before the meeting yesterday, and he said that he thought this was all caused by a, quote, blood feud between Chief Morales and Steve DeVogas, who was the chair of the Fire and Police Commission. And the consensus around Milwaukee seems to be that these directives weren't actually about what was going on or not going on in terms of policing in Milwaukee, but it was a way to get rid of Chief Morales.
And so what were these directives asking Morales to do, these 11 directives?
These 11 directives, which spanned 7 pages, were really voluminous and not particularly detailed. So they asked him to provide lots of documents, reports, video, things like that. And then one of the ones that you've mentioned earlier and that, you know, people have talked about before is potentially changing the policy on the use of tear gas and pepper spray on protesters. That one became problematic when we thought the Democratic National Convention was actually going to be a big in-person event because a lot of other police agencies pulled out saying they didn't feel like they could provide the adequate security without those tools. So that got moved off until September. What we don't know now is our reporters asked the commissioners yesterday as they left the meeting, will the new chief Brunson still have to comply with these directives? And no one would give us a straight answer.
These directives, the police department has said that they're unclear, that they had factual errors, that they're potentially illegal. What do you see in what is being asked here?
Well, I do think that a lot of the directives were not necessarily well thought out. So, for example, one of them had to do with an officer who shot a bystander, and the Fire and Police Commission was saying Chief Morales doesn't plan to discipline this officer, and they want a full accounting of what happened in that case. Well, it turns out Morales did in fact fire that officer, and he has now appealed to the Fire and Police Commission to get his job back. So that should be interesting. There are, I think, a lot of these directives talk about more transparency with the public in terms of these investigations, which, as you can imagine, I'm completely in favor of as a journalist. But the police department was taking issue in that the Fire and Police Commission wanted them to have a full and open discussion of open cases, whether those are open criminal cases or open disciplinary cases, which takes you into some potentially problematic territory.
You briefly mentioned here Morales failing to fire Michael Mattioli, who has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide after putting Joel Acevedo in a chokehold while off-duty in April. What about that case in particular is the commission seeing as a failure in Morales?
Right. And so now that case is not one where Morales has fired Mattioli. And that case was just a mess from the beginning. The district attorney charged Mattioli with homicide in that case. And then the police department started doing its internal investigation, which usually they wait until the criminal is completed before they start their own internal investigation, which would be what would lead to discipline or firing. We could have a whole other discussion about why I think they shouldn't wait until after the day is done, but that's irrelevant to this conversation. So anyway, what happened was the Fire and Police Commission ordered the police department to stop their internal investigation of Mattioli and said they were going to do it themselves. And I've been working here 18 years, and I do not remember anything like that ever happening before. And so now the commission has said, yes, they feel Mattioli needs to be disciplined, but they haven't fired him yet either. So he's kind of the one who got lucky in all this, in my opinion.
We're speaking with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigative reporter Gina Barton about the decision by an oversight panel in Milwaukee to demote the city's police chief, Alfonso Morales. Do you think a different leader can bring peace to Milwaukee streets to rebuild trust with residents? How do you think the Milwaukee Police Department has handled protests after the killing of George Floyd? What changes would you want to see? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. You mentioned Morales's lawyer, Frank Kimball. They've said that they felt the commission was preparing to fire Morales. Why do you think the commission stopped short of firing?
That was a question that we were talking a lot about in our newsroom yesterday. And I think there are a couple of reasons. One is because Frank Kimball said, you know, if they fire him, nothing is off the table. And I don't really think anyone wants a big employment lawsuit dealing with the police chief for many reasons. Another reason I think is just because Morales, when he got the chief's job, was in fact a highly respected captain. And so captain and chief are two different jobs. And so maybe they figured, hey, he's not the guy to lead the entire department. He doesn't have the experience, or he doesn't have the communication skills or whatever. But he's still a good captain and still a good cop.
Explain how he rose to the position in the first place.
Morales was named to finish the term as chief when Ed Flynn retired. And interestingly, Ed Flynn, Morales's predecessor, retired after the commission had given him a directive to change the city's pursuit policy. So Flynn retired, and then Morales was named kind of the interim chief to finish Flynn's term. And then in December, last fall, is when things got really crazy. So last fall, the Fire and Police Commission had said they were going to do a vote on Morales. And then suddenly Steve DeVogus, the chair at the time, said, no, there are things we need done. We're not going to do a vote. And then a source gave us at the Journal Sentinel a video of Steve DeVogus, who is an attorney, accompanying a prominent real estate developer to be interrogated by a detective regarding a possible sexual assault. So you've got the chair of the Fire and Police Commission appearing at, you know, a meeting with a detective about a criminal case, and he's technically the police chief's boss. So that was really problematic, and everybody was angry that the video got out. And then Steve DeVogus found himself under fire and was subject to an independent investigation ordered by the Fire and Police Commission, which he was the chair of. And they found that he had likely had some ethical lapses going on. So Mayor Barrett said that he believes that whole situation is what started this blood feud between the two of them. And so less than a year after they appointed him to a four-year term, Morales is out as chief.
Gina Barton is a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigative reporter. We're discussing the vote by the Oversight Board last night to demote the city's police chief, Alfonso Morales. Do you think a different leader can bring peace and trust to Milwaukee streets? How do you think the police department has handled protests over George Floyd? What do you think of the oversight of the police department? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the move by Milwaukee's Police and Fire Commission last night to demote Police Chief Alfonso Morales and the long simmering tensions in the city over policing. Do you think a change in leadership will make a difference? What do you think about the use of tear gas by police? Are you a Milwaukee police officer? What should we know about the job on the force? Join in 800-642-1234. Criminal justice reporter Gina Barton of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel stays with us. Gina, tensions between the police department, between residents and the commission, as we've been talking about, have gone back for years. Can you explain such things as the ACLU's settlement agreement with Stop and Frisk and how Sylville Smith's death in 2016, Dontre Hamilton 2014, how does this all fit in with the relationship with the police department and how it carries out its work?
That is a question that we could talk about all day. Obviously, the racial problems in Milwaukee go back decades. And many of those things seemed to come to a head under the tenure of Police Chief Ed Flynn, who was Morales' predecessor, where there were all kinds of things like the officer-involved shooting of Sylville Smith that you mentioned. In that case, the officer was charged but acquitted. He is off the force now. There were illegal strip and cavity searches going on. And then there was the civil unrest in Sherman Park where there were fires and looting and a lot of those issues. So the city of Milwaukee did not come to the George Floyd protest out of nowhere. You know, this was something that has been building and has been happening for a long time. The ACLU suit over stop and frisk and over pulling over black motorists without cause, you know, and trying to search them, that sort of thing, was filed again while Ed Flynn was chief. And when Morales came in, he quickly settled that suit. and agreed to make some changes to policing policy. So he is also Latino. So people thought that maybe having a chief who was willing to listen to underrepresented communities in terms of policing would be a good thing. But it so far it hasn't happened. Now, Brunson, the new chief, is African-American. So a lot of people I know are encouraged by that and are hoping that having a black police chief, again, after probably 15 years, is going to really help trust with the black community in Milwaukee.
Can you give us a sketch of what he is like? He's been with the Milwaukee Police Department 25 years, is that right?
Yes, he's been with the Milwaukee Police Department quite a long time. He is a very traditional, old school police officer, as far as I can tell.
What do you mean by that?
Having been, you know, policing has changed a whole lot in the past 20 to 30 years. So I just mean somebody who has come up through the ranks with those kind of old law and order ideas, he's had to kind of work to change those, as anybody of his generation would. And so he was promoted under Morales to assistant chief, and so now does have that kind of experience in terms of leadership and administration in the police department. We'll have to see how it goes. I don't necessarily know why anyone would want the job as Milwaukee police chief right now. And I wonder if anyone could work effectively in this system where there has been so much racial tension, so much tension between the commission and the police department. Also, the rank and file officers really supported Morales. So how are they going to feel about now having Brunson as chief? And the other thing is that yesterday the mayor was really angry. He was really concerned about trying to figure out who gave that interrogation video to the media. And so did not say he necessarily supported Morales until Morales got to the bottom of that. But Mayor Barrett also thinks that this demotion was not fair, that Morales wasn't given enough time to respond, that it wasn't done in a public enough and thoughtful enough manner. So you've got the police chief, common counsel, fire and police commission, mayor, everybody is sort of butting heads and at odds. And I mean, that would be a tough job for anybody.
We're talking with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigative reporter Gina Barton about the recent upheaval at the Milwaukee Police Department and the Oversight Board. Taking your questions about it as well at 800-642-1234. Gina, the Milwaukee Common Council has been considering a 10% cut to the police department's budget next year. Do we know anything about where the budget stands for policing?
I don't think we do. And that was one of the things that the Common Council members who were critical of Morales had mentioned, that they said they really wanted to engage with him about, you know, if we make these cuts, what would they look like? And I think that when you talk about, people say defund the police, but I think at least here in Milwaukee, nobody is saying, like, we want to get rid of the police department. We don't want policing in Milwaukee. What they're saying is we want to reallocate some of those resources to other areas. So I think it would be most helpful to say, okay, if you take 10% of the police budget, where are you going to put that money? And then say you're going to put it toward mental health and social workers. Well, are those people then going to respond when the police get a call about mental health? Because, you know, the argument that was made by Morales in an op-ed in our paper a few weeks ago is that you can't cut the police funding and still expect them to do everything they're doing now. So if you want to have a different response to some of the non-criminal things that police respond to, you have to set up an infrastructure that is going to work. Otherwise, you're just going to have slow response times and, you know, more of a mess than you have now.
I want to circle back to tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and the Black Lives Matter protests. Where does the Milwaukee Police Department stand on these tactics?
I think that almost every police department I am aware of and have studied want to have those sorts of tools available. If you really do get a crowd that is out of control and setting things on fire, I mean, that some people have said that that is one reason why the Sherman Park uprising in 2016 got so out of hand, is that Ed Flynn did not use those things, right? So as a result, you have a whole neighborhood basically being looted, set on fire. You know, it was really a really frightening time out there. So I think the key is, when do you actually use those things, right? So everybody agrees you don't use those things on peaceful protesters. But the argument is, what's peaceful and what's not, and who gets to decide? And I think a lot of times the police and the community disagree about what's peaceful.
And we're almost out of time. What happens next, Gina? What are you watching for?
That is the million-dollar question. We're watching to see how Brunson does as chief when he comes in. What is he going to do? I'm watching to see what's going to happen with DeVogas and his client, and whether that client gets charged with the sexual assault, whether DeVogas stays on the Fire and Police Commission, and whether Nelson Solaire, the new chair of the commission, actually does things differently and more productively.
Gina, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Gina Barton is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Just ahead, it is On Point. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.